Praise the Lord and welcome once again to Stay Into His Word or Into His Word. Just do the Google search, Into His Word, I-N-N-T-O, His Word. You'll also see a link there for our YouTube channel where we try to put additional Bible studies there as well. You know, always interesting tidbits, you know, line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little, providing the word of God to all those that are hungry and willing to learn. I am your host, so let's get started with prayer. Dear Lord and Savior, thank you for this opportunity. I ask for your anointing. We see the weather is changing, and we appreciate that. God bless the weather. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, keep our lives safe as we travel. Keep us safe at home. Keep us safe wherever we go. In Jesus' name, and heal the sick and touch the afflicted. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, today's study, we're still on the subject of how to repent. And this time we're going to be talking about the plead for mercy. Yeah, we need to ask God to have mercy upon us. Hallelujah. We need to argue our case or our cause, and to have the mercy of God placed upon our life, the blessings, that's an act of divine favor. So we need to plead our cause so that we can have divine favor upon our lives as we're learning and as we are repenting. Now, as we said earlier, repentance is something very important. And you need to have a sincere heart and a sincere mind, willing and wanting to change when you repent. David said in his prayer of repentance, he said, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions," or blot out my sins after you. This is what David was saying. After you forgive me, after you have mercy upon me, blot out my transgressions. Psalms 51:1. Blot out my sins, O God. Hallelujah. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. The Bible also tells us that all have sinned and has fallen short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Everyone has sinned. There's nobody that is without sin, but we do have an advocate, the Bible tells us, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is our lawyer. He's our advocate. He goes before the throne room, if you would. Hallelujah. He will forgive us of our sins and of our shortcomings. Since he is God, he has the ability to forgive us of our sins. Amen. So we need to remember, we have to make the plea or argue our case. Remember what kind of sinner you were or that you are when you're at the altar of repentance, wherever your altar may be. It may be in your car, in your vehicle, in your home, in your bedroom, living room, kitchen, dining room, wherever it may be. Hallelujah. Let us remember to always make your plea for God's mercy. Is argue your case, because this is a very serious situation when you're serious about repenting and being forgiven of your sins. In approaching God, while you are approaching God, and when you approach God, we must cast ourselves without reservation upon His mercy. This is it, me, God. I'm just a sinner. And I'm asking you to apply your mercy to my life. Hallelujah. Let your loving kindness forgive me of my shortcomings, my transgressions. For my sin, I have only sinned against thee, O God, for not doing what's right. Whatever your prayer is, pray that prayer, whatever your individual. Let the Lord God Almighty bless you. Remember, with His mercy, blessings, that's an act of divine favor. Well, amen. Thank you for listening today. Come back again. We have more on how to repent. That's a very important factor. We have to do it with a real, honest, true, sincere, internal desire to want to change what's going on the outside in our lives. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. God, I ask you, Lord, to touch the people today that are listening to this quick word. We believe and we trust in you, God. Hallelujah. We know that you can open the hearts and the minds to receive what has been said, because all we're doing, Lord, is trying to spread your word and help people along the way. As it says in the book of Luke, to make ready a people prepared to meet the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. And God be with you until we meet again.